9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this absolutely terrific TGIF Friday. Man, I am so much looking forward to this weekend. Got a great, great weekend planned. Gonna be outside working. I'm gonna be working like a landscaper. I'm gonna have my backpack on. I'm gonna clean up the yard. Get rid of all these sticks and twigs. I think I'm going to have enough, actually, to be able to build a bonfire. The wind is very calm and still out there right now. Hopefully, it will be this weekend. I'll get my burn pile all stacked up and put a match to it. And who knows, we might even be able to pull up the chairs and sit around a bonfire. My plan is to get rid of all these twigs and fallen logs and sticks and branches, just clean up the yard and get ready for spraying. So we're excited. I got to do some spraying to make sure the deer don't eat all my plants this year like they did last year. We got so many deer in the backyard, it's just unbelievable. But and Mama will not allow me in any way, shape, or form to be able to shoot them. So I'm going to be able to hopefully get some of that done this weekend. And again, looking forward to it. We're excited. Absolutely excited. I'm going to try to add him into the show. I tried already, but we'll try it one more time using this platform and hopefully it'll work. If it doesn't, well, then I'm going to add the other platform and try to get him in that way. Let's see. Do I see him? Let's see if this works. No response. Okay. Let me switch platforms, folks. I'm going to take a minute silence here, and I'll be right back. Okay, we're going to switch to platforms now. Do I sound a little different than I did a minute ago? Text me same, better, or worse. Because I just switched platforms, and we're going to add him into the show doing it this way. There he is, 7 days ago. Click on this. Here we go. Marigolds, deer and rabbits hate it. I can't get marigolds. I can't get marigolds, Jeff, to work. So, hey, joining us on the line right now is Tristan Cole, my insurance agent from Bel Air Farm Bureau over there in beautiful Bel Air this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. We switched platforms because this is going away on May 1st, so we'll have to get you updated and switched over, start using Teams, that little link there when we hang up.
But, yeah, I use Teams with Farm Bureau all the time, so it should be pretty seamless.
Well, this Skype account where you and I are connected into the studio has the settings, so when we hang up, Tristan, just go ahead and keep it open, keep Skype open, and then click start using Teams on this Skype account, because okay, this way it'll switch over and connect you into the radio studio as well, so we'll Great. Be ready for next week. Hey, I wanted to ask you a couple questions, and I just talked about it. All the branches and logs. I drove yesterday throughout the 97.7 listening area yesterday. I went up to MAGAWater, John Davis in Sheboygan. I filled up my 10 7-gallon jugs with MAGAWater. I also went to Dr. Gary's office and got some laser light therapy on my foot. I had surgery. I had a bone removed that I bruised when I was out putting Vicky's signs out last year, and also on my shoulders. And I stopped at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, Pickerel Lake Road.
Yeah.
Roads over there in Emmett County. Man, I cannot believe the devastation of the trees, that it's just blows me away. And there was still on Pickerel Lake Road there by Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing, there were still work crews out that were putting out power lines and stuff. And man, it's amazing to me all the devastation. You said you you drove around northern Michigan mm-hmm. as well.
It is unbelievable. You have to see it in person to understand the enormity of and the depth of the destruction.
Now, I got a question because as a state representative, previous life, you were on lots of committees. Mm-hmm. And what I mean, I'm only driving on main roads, okay, driving down U.S. 31 and in different back roads of the area, but I can only imagine all the timber that the state of Michigan manages in all the different areas out there. I mean, this isn't just stuff that happened up against the road that you can see from the highways and in the byroads of the state. I can't even imagine how much timber is down. And what is that going to do to our timber across the state of Michigan?
Yeah. So I actually had some of those conversations with, for example, Senator Michelle Hoyting's staff, because that's where the majority of this devastation is. There's some in Senator DeMoose's district, but mostly in Hoytinga. Yeah. And talking about being proactive with state sales, how forest management will be impacted and changed by this. Do some of these cuts need to be sped up for more of a salvage operation? Do some of these cuts need to be that are already purchased by our loggers? Maybe they need to be put off for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10 years now, so that trees can recover some of our hardwoods that would otherwise be harvested. This is a big deal. In regards to insurance, there is some very specific language that that folks need to use when they're talking with their agent, and that is they need to be very specific. If trees and branches were blocking their access to their home, driveways, pathways, and then any blockages to doors, walkways, handicap access, and that kind of placement of the debris, sure. That needs to be documented and stated that they could not access without moving, that debris.
Now, is that something then by taking pictures of it with their cell phones, getting that evidence, if you will, is that then something that they could possibly turn into their insurance company and get reimbursed for because they might have to hire a tree guy to come in and remove a tree just so they get in and out of their driveway?
Correct. So that's why it's very specific. So if a tree falls in your side yard, it's really not impacting your access to your property. It's not impacting emergency personnel getting into or out of your home or your driveway. That is different than a tree or large limb that's fallen across the entrance to your home, right up against your house or the driveway leading to your garage to get into your home. Many policies, and this is where I've got to be very careful to not be too specific on this because every policy is different, different companies. Yeah. Many companies, many policies have a portion that will cover for debris or tree cleanup or removal. But that is specific to different companies and specific to your policy.
Now, Jeff has a question. What if, and this is a good question, you, in a previous life, and you actually helped pass legislation regarding farm stands, roadside farm stands.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. How does someone go about ensuring that on their homeowners, but most importantly, maple syrup? A lot of them have trees that were affected by it. Is that something that you could, if they were working with you, you could actually write their homeowners in a way that is that a quasi business policy, or how do you do that with your regular homeowners insurance?
So it wouldn't be with the regular homeowners. That would be on either a farm owners and or a business policy. So you wouldn't write a maple syrup operation on a homeowner's policy. They would need a business policy and or a farm owner's policy to cover that risk. This is something that's going to be talked about well into the future about the destruction to maple trees that are the basis for the organization. I'm not entirely sure how underwriting and how adjusters and claims are going to handle this, but there's definitely a loss of revenues. There's a loss of use. I don't know. It'll be specific for each operation and how individual policies are written. But this is something that will be addressed and needs to be addressed in the future for maple syrup operations in particular.
Right. Well, in even chicken coops, you know, how many of these roadside stands we see where it says fresh eggs?
So when we're talking about structures, that's a completely separate portion of your policy. So while you may have some debris removal that'll be limited for debris around and on your property that limits access, if there is damage from the debris to your non-farm structures on a homeowner's policy or to your buildings, those should be scheduled or listed on the policy, and that would be covered in most cases, providing it's scheduled and covered in part of the policy.
Gotcha. Well, this is all stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't even think about until a storm like this hits, and then you go, okay, I'm out of money. I've lost, you know, my freezer contents. I lost this. I lost that. I had to pay my tree guy, you know, $500 to remove that tree from my driveway. I mean, this is stuff you ask people all the time when you sit down with them.
It's part of the policy and part of that language on your declaration pages. You know, for example, $500 for trees, you know, if it's blocking, that's usually part of a policy, or even $1,000. It could be even $3,000.
Yeah.
Depending on that policy language and what an individual chose as a package for their policy. That's why reading your declaration pages and having a relationship with your insurance agent is so important. Yeah. And it isn't that I can answer every question that's going to be posed to me regarding the policy, but I can for sure go to underwriting and ask them, is this covered? Is this part of the policy? And we can craft things.
Need it. Got it.
Correct.
But here's a phone number over in Bel Air.
Yeah.
I want you guys to give them a call, 231-533-6489, or go to his website, TristanCole.com. It'll direct you to his Farm Bureau insurance office right there in Bel Air. He's mine and Vicky's insurance agent, and I highly recommend you talk to Tristan and get an insurance checkup. Tristan, thank you so much, sir, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Yeah.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Sugar.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Friday. Again, so blessed to have you guys as a radio family. Greatly appreciate so many of you. You guys have heard me talk about yesterday and today this situation we're in, where we were forced to put up this legal defense fund. Many of you have texted me legal. I've sent you the link. You can read the story for yourself. If you feel inclined that you can afford to donate $5, $10, whatever you can afford, greatly appreciate you doing that. Then, most importantly, share the information. If I send you a text, forward it to, you know, 5-10 people. Hey, I just made a donation. Clayton up in the UP, he donated $50. You know, I made $50 donation. Can you match what I donated? You know, I really enjoy the show. I really enjoy the music. Can you help keep Trucker Randy on the radio and keep the radio station from basically going bankrupt and defending itself against these lawfare tactics that Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks are using against them? Let's help cover their legal defense fund, and let's let them fight this in court, and let's see who prevails. Justice will prevail. We are confident, absolutely confident in our response to the lawsuit. And we'll see where the judge, maybe a jury, where it ends up going. We don't even know if it's a jury trial at this point or whether it's going to be, you know, heard just by the judge. But one thing I want to thank is some of our sponsors and some of our friends who heard the things that I heard, that I talked about on the radio, are willing to come and testify. They're willing to be witnesses in our defense in the case. And greatly appreciate them. I'm not going to mention the names on the radio, but I spoke to a couple of them yesterday, and they're definitely planning on coming to the trial and want to be called as witnesses to tell the story to the judge and or the jury. So it's, again, a legal battle that we're in. And if you would like the information, just text me legal and I'll send it to you. And hopefully we can get this legal defense fund to cover our expenses and to be able to defend ourselves and to fight this and to hopefully prevail and stay on the air and stay doing this show that a lot of you have enjoyed over the last 13 years. And greatly appreciate it if you would share it with everybody you know and making them aware of basically defending my First Amendment rights. and to be able to talk about the things we talk about on this show, the information we share with you guys Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, and also all weekend long. Today's show will repeat this weekend on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app. Those two components of the Patriot Voice Radio Network will repeat this show all weekend, and then we'll be back here Monday live, 9 a.m. One other thing I do want to mention is that we do on Sunday mornings bring to you, have been for a few years now, bringing you Rick Hughes' show, 7:30 to 8 a.m. Flatline with Rick Hughes. If you haven't checked it out yet, please consider doing it this Sunday, 7:30 to 8. A lot of people are saying they're listening now to Rick, and they're getting ready to go to church, and they're listening to his show to get them ready to go to their own church. One thing I really appreciate about Rick is if you go to his website, rickhughesministries.org, and you look at all his books that he's written over the years, and all the little palm cards and little bookmarkers and all the things he has, you can order them for free. He will absolutely send them directly to you by mail and doesn't ask for any donation. He doesn't charge for any of his books, any of his palm cards, his bookmarks, anything at all. He even has some DVDs that you can get. If you're going to have an event at an organizational meeting of some sort, you can actually play one of his DVDs, all kinds of different topics, and basically be able to share his information absolutely free. So if you can, please check him out Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8. It airs not only on the radio station, but the entire platform, Patriot Voice Radio Network. And enjoy it on Sunday mornings. If you're used to getting up anyway to go to work, well, it's Sunday morning. Sometimes biological clock will wake you up anyway. So just turn on the radio station or the websites, the phone apps, and listen to Rick Hughes' show. Greatly appreciate that. Let him know that you heard him on our network, on our radio station. That way we can continue to carry him and continue to bring his information to you. So we appreciate you doing that. And then lastly, we're down to the last, I believe, 28 rear window stickers for the radio station. We bought 1,000 of them. We've got 972 of them out there. If you still need one or two or three, whatever number of vehicles you have, please text me stickers. I'll also include a Doge sticker for you as well. And let me know your first and last name, your mailing address, and how many stickers for your vehicles you need, and we'll send them out to you by mail, free of charge. We're not asking for donations. We just want to get these out here. We've already paid for them. The only thing we're out of pocket is the envelope and the postage, but we're glad to do that. And have you turn your vehicle into a mobile billboard for us. That's it for today's show. That's it for this week. To the memories paved by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you.